Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What does that mean? There are so many brands of Christianity out there that it's mass confusion, and every one of them think that they're right. Is that true? Are there degrees of being correct? Are there degrees of error and truth mixed in together? How do you know? What was original Christianity? Well, it's based upon the teachings of Jesus Christ, which are recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then the rest of the New Testament expands on those teachings. So the best way to restore original Christianity for today is to understand, number one, how to study your Bible. Now, the Bible is a fantastic book. It is the bestseller every year, and there are billions of Bibles, not even counting all the digital versions that are available to people today. So the world today is literally awash in Bibles. Question, how many people understand it? How many people even think it's relevant? Where do you begin? If you want to know the truth of the Bible, what are the keys to doing so? And how do we know? And you, first of all, you need to do this. Number one thing in studying about the Bible, prove all things, and you hold fast to that which is good. And the good is the truth of God that is in the Bible. Now, men have tried to, for centuries, add their own ideas into the Bible or take away from the Bible. So the Bible, you may have one like this. You may have a digital Bible. There are many versions, many translations in English and in other languages. But the truth of the matter is that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew and the New Testament was written in Koine Greek. And the Bible, we will see, is a message from God to you and me and every other human being on earth. Now, isn't it amazing that there are so many Bibles, yet how many people even read it, understand it? And if someone handed you a Bible and say, here's a Bible, read it, tell me what you think. And most people start out and they say, well, I'll start at the first book of the Bible in Genesis. So if you do that, you start reading along until you come to the first extended genealogical chapter. So-and-so begat so-and-so and lived so many years and begat so-and-so and lived so many years. And your mind goes, doink. What does that have to do with life? So people then say, okay, I'll start out in the New Testament. Well, things are a little easier to understand. But how do you apply it? How do you understand it? Well, we're going to examine that. Now, first of all, God made it simple. To understand the Bible comes down to three words. Obey my voice. First objection is, well, how can I hear the voice of God? If there is a God, he's way off in heaven. So if you don't know that there is a God, a true God, then you need our book, God, Know God. And that will prove to you that evolution cannot ever be a truth. In fact, it is one of the greatest hoaxes and lies that men believe. Simple. Obey my voice. All right? Since you can't hear God and you can't see God, that's why he's given the Bible. Because everything in the Bible is a record of what God has told us. This way you can never say, I didn't know. Now, there are some historical things that are there that are necessary to realize and understand the Bible and what God is doing. There are some things which are difficult to understand. There are some things which are simple to understand. And one of the problems that people have in reading the Bible is too many start with the complicated things and then give up. Or they don't know why or what it's saying, how to understand it. So let's again keep it simple and prove all things. That's where you start. Do not bring any preconceived notions to the Bible. Do not add anything to it. Do not take anything away from it. Now let's come to Exodus, the 20th chapter. Exodus 20 has the Ten Commandments. Now what we will do first is to show you how simple it is, and remember, God himself spoke these words. And before he spoke these words to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai, he said, if you will obey my voice. And all the people said, yes, Lord, we'll obey your voice. Now, why would they say that? Because they want all the blessings of God. Now, here is a truth that you need to understand. And I've said this many times on many church at homes. All the laws of God operate automatically, just like the law of gravity. Now then, Exodus 20. Let's start out with the last five commandments, because these are very simple, very easy to understand. Exodus 20, verse 13, you shall not murder. Now, some translations have kill. That's not correct. The Hebrew is murder. Now, is that hard to understand? What's one of the biggest problems that we have in the world today? Murder, abortion, euthanasia. Just think of what it would be like. What would the world be like if there were no murders? Ooh. See, some people don't like the next one. Verse 14. You shall not commit adultery. Now, adultery is sexual relations with anyone other than your husband or your wife. Is that easy to understand? Yes, it is. You shall not steal. Now, that's not hard to understand, is it? You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. A little shorter. Don't lie. Now, I want you to think on these commandments as we're going along. Think how the world, even Christian professing, do not keep these commandments. And remember, God said, obey my voice. Here's a recorded voice right here. Verse 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, nor covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Today we can say, you shall not covet his car, you shall not covet his goods, you shall not covet his cell phone, you shall not covet his computer, you shall not covet his property, his jewelry, you shall not lust after these things. Now, just to show you how far away that men deliberately are from this commandment, Alan Dershowitz, noted lawyer, has said that this commandment is obsolete. You shall not covet. Because after all, that's what Wall Street is based upon. Taking, looting, grabbing. Okay? So you combine coveting, and it fits into all of the other four commandments preceding it, right? Yes, indeed. Now, let's expand this a little further. Because someone's surely going to say, well, what you just read is in the Old Testament. True. But it is the Word of God, and it is truth. Now, let's come to Luke, the 6th chapter. Who was Jesus Christ? Well, we have a whole series on Church at Home. Who is Jesus Christ? And the simple, long, and short answer is this. He was God, manifested in the flesh, and he was the Lord God of the Old Testament who spoke the Ten Commandments. Not many people understand that. A lot of people profess Jesus, don't they? Do you know the Lord, brother? Do you love the Lord, brother? Oh, I go to church every Sunday. I'm such a faithful and good Christian. Really? Let's come here to Luke 6 and verse 46. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not practice what I say? Well, you have to read the rest of the Gospels to understand what he said. And all of what he said backs up the Ten Commandments. Now, verse 47. Everyone, that's man or woman, everyone who comes to me and hears my words, which you're hearing right now, and also, when you know that he was the Lord God of the Old Testament, what is that? That's telling you that those are his words as well. And practices them. Another way of saying, obey my voice. So you see, you have to come to Christ, you have to hear what he says, and you have to do what he says. I will show you what he is like. Now, he's going to give a parable that is very, very interesting because living is like building a house. So look at your life. Ask yourself, what am I building? How am I building it? And also ask yourself another question. What is my life like? Is your life all messed up because you didn't know anything about the Word of God? Because you live the way that men have taught that you can go out and do anything you want? And today we're living in a society that is called lawless. Look at all the trouble. How do you like that? It's like I said earlier. If you go back, and if everyone kept the 6th commandment, you shall not murder, wouldn't the world be a much different place? What is the house of the world like? House of cards, death and destruction. Why? because they do not obey the voice of God. They could know it. There are Bibles available. But will they listen to that? Will they believe it? Okay, let's go on. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and a flood came and the torrents beat against that house, but could not shake it because it was founded on the rock. All right? Solid, steady, truthful, righteous, good, blessed. And when the storms come, beat against it, it's able to weather the storm. What are the difficulties in your life? Are they like a storm? How are you able to handle it? What do you do with it? Or do you just give in to anything that comes along? See, being a Christian requires a lot of effort. Understanding the Bible requires the first number one thing: obey my voice. Now, let's see what happened. Verse 49. For those who do not obey. Verse 49. But the one who has heard my words and does not practice them is like a man who built a house on top of the ground without a foundation, and when the torrent beat against it, it fell at once, and the ruin of that house was great. Simple, easy to understand, isn't that true? Yes, indeed. Now, let's add to it another very important aspect. When you hear the word of God, you are to believe it because God spoke it, and God is truth, and God is righteous. God cannot lie. He wants to bless you. He wants you to have a relationship with him, but you have got to come to the Bible, and so you know that you can understand it by beginning with the things that are simple. Now, we will see. As we have just covered, none of those commandments that we read are hard to understand, and they have to do with the relationship between human beings. Now let's come to Psalm 111 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord. People say, well, I don't want to fear God. Well, you better, because he controls your life and your death, does he not? Did he not give you life? Yes, he did. How many times have we covered that God set before us choices? Good and evil, right and wrong. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If people don't fear God and the power of God and the truth of his word and the righteousness of his doing, you're in deep trouble. And that's why the world's in deep trouble today. And how many lives are in deep trouble? Well, the way you get out of that is that you come to God. And you come to God his way. And you believe him, you believe his word, and you obey him. You want to understand the Bible? Second key. A good understanding have all of those who do his commandments. There you have it. Obey my voice. Practice my words. Do my commandments. God says he will bless those who keep his commandments. One of the greatest blessings is you don't have all of the problems that are just compounding themselves in the world.
Andre loved me. He said he wanted to be with me, and yes, we did hook up.
Y'all hooked up?
Yes, we hooked up.
Why is he hooking up with you? He loves me.
Andre don't love you. He telling you one thing and telling me another.
He ain't telling.
You're my ex. She's my girl. I understand. I came over about a week ago. You know, we had what we were going, you know, watched the movie, took care of the child, and then you gave me some. I mean. Anyway, like I was saying, you gave me some, and you know, I'm on to the next. You know, I ain't trying to.
Andre, you said you was gonna take care of my child. You came over there and hold my baby. You said you was gonna be that father figure. I grew up without a mother and a father. You was in the same situation.
I hate you with a passion.
Ask this. What are they doing? Just take the list of those five commandments that we covered and watch the television program. Look at the advertisements. Judge everything by what those commandments say, because they are truth. So you are judging it according to the truth. And you can start with cartoons. And then you can go to various drama programs.
Your dad was sleeping with Blair Watson. She also happened to be Gil's girlfriend. When Gil found out, he wasn't happy.
Mystery programs, murder programs. And then ask yourself this question. How much understanding do these people really have? How many of them are violating the commandments of God? Well, almost all television is based on some breaking of the commandments of God. Rarely will there be anything that is good and uplifting. Okay, let's come to John 14. And this starts out with the biggest little word in the English language. If. There are 1,700 of them in the Bible. They all apply to human beings, with a very few exceptions. If you love me, keep the commandments, namely my commandments. And that's what it means from the Greek. Now, what will happen when you do that? Then you will begin to understand. You don't have to get into the Bible and start understanding prophecy and the deep things that are in the Bible, because there are some deep things in the Bible. But this is where you start. Obey my voice. And as you will discover with Church at Home, this is what we teach all the time. We do not teach the traditions of men, the laws of men, the practices of men, or religion, or denomination. That's why God has given His Word. Now, we have available for you a tremendous Bible, which will help you understand the Bible combined with many, many things that we have on Church at Home and cbcg.org, where we have hundreds and hundreds of sermons and detailed studies going through doing exactly as I have covered right on this segment. Obey my voice. Practice the things that God wants you to, the love of God, the truth of God, the righteousness of God, the blessings of God, the warnings from God, all of those are there. And so this Bible will be, for English-speaking people, one of the best translations that you can find, because too many Bibles, and even the old rusty, trusty King James Bible, have misinterpretations and mistranslations. And most of the scholars know those things are true, but they are unwilling to translate it correctly. When it gets down to their job, their denomination, and their reputation, they compromise. Now, the Holy Bible in its original order, with commentary, a faithful version, will give you a lot of study material. And we're going to, with this series that we're doing on how to understand the Bible, cover the steps that are easy to understand so that you will be able to know what God says, so you can obey His voice and love Him and keep His commandments. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.